Every philosopher spends time in living in the now concept. Every philosopher spends time living in the now concept. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Every philosopher spends time living in the now concept. What is the now concept? We oftentimes think about philosophers and we think how deep they are and how magnificent they are and how wonderful they are and how difficult it is to understand them because they're so penetrating. And really, if we would do as I told Rosalie to do, we would find them as easy as can be. So you're talking now philosophy. And Ellen says, Herb, how do you live in the now concept? And I say, Ellen, what does the now concept mean? And Ellen says, the now concept means this instant, this moment, the only time there is right now, that's the now concept. Well, how does the philosopher, or every philosopher, live in the now concept, in this instant, this moment? And Ellen says, well, they talk about now. They talk about what's going on now. And then I say, Ellen, if you are talking about what's going on now, how can you be talking about what's going on now? Because by the time you finish your sentence, it's going to be past. And you say, well, that's true. Then what do I do? And I say, well, keep working at it. Keep working at it. You see, I'm going to make this statement because it says it all. And then we'll go on. Think about this here. If I say to you, Ellen, your son just had a new baby. And you'd say, wow, how wonderful, oh, how wonderful, oh, wow. That's okay, Rex. Wow. And you'd be so delighted. You would be visualizing that child, perfect. You'd be thinking of your son and how happy he is. You'd be thinking of your daughter-in-law and how happy she is. You'd be thinking of yourself as a grandma and how happy you are. And you'd be thinking of your now. You're thinking of it, you know. That's the only time. Well, what I'm trying to say by these words is you are living in bliss. You see, when you hear your son has a baby, wow, how wonderful. You know, it's a bliss experience. And that bliss is a now experience. Can you conceive of a now experience like that? Can you conceive of many other experiences just like that, which are now experiences? Well, most people don't want to do it. She looks just like her mother. The baby looks just like her father. The baby looks, my goodness sakes, the baby doesn't look like anybody yet, really. But maybe it has a few similarities. It's alive, and it's a male or a female. But the moment you do that, you are living in the past, and you're living in the future, because you're saying that baby looks like its uncle, and it's going to look like its uncle as he looks today, you know, or as his grandpa or his grandma or whoever, you know. And the moment you move yourself out of your now experience and begin judging, comparing, you know, doing all that silly stuff, interesting? The moment you do that, then you have moved yourself out of bliss. You have moved yourself out of the magical state of now. Now, and I guarantee you this, now is no more difficult than what I've just said to you. Now is no more difficult than living in bliss. How do you do that? I just told you. Every time you have an experience where you are into it, You're right in that experience. You're thinking of that experience, and you're being that experience. Evan, I just heard that the motorhome is functioning perfectly. And see what I'm, you know? And because we're putting the motorhome into proper order to sell it, and we want it to function perfectly. And I just said, Alan, all of your effort now, the motorhome is perfect, absolutely perfect. And everybody who looks at it is going to see it perfect. And it is perfect. The motorhome is perfect. 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 Now.
Right.
Not tomorrow, not yesterday, but now. Of course, that's forever. Because now is the allness. Now is the isness. Now is the only time there is. So you don't say, well, what if it won't start when somebody comes here? Oh, you moved out of your now. You moved out of your nowness. You moved out of the bliss of believing that it's perfect. Now, when I say, Ingeborg, what did your mom and dad like to do in their bedroom?
Dancing
naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember that, don't you? You could visualize that, don't you? That, and that's in the now, isn't it? They're right now in your mind dancing naked in the bedroom. You don't know what they look like because you've never seen your parents naked. You have no idea if they are fat or thin or tall or short or whatever. All you know is that they're your parents and they're dancing naked, and that's just wonderful, you know. So, you see, that's now. Now, the minute you put clothes on, the minute you start peeking and seeing what they look like, you know, and look at your mommy, she's got a tummy. And look at your daddy, oh boy, he's got a big back end, you know, and so forth like that. And wow, wow, the minute you do that, you have moved from the now experience. And when you're in the now experience, then what happens?
I'm in bliss.
You're in bliss. And what happens to Sibyl? When Sibyl, I tell Sibyl, Sibyl, you are a queen. And she puts her head up and she says, yes, what else do you want to say? Sibyl, in your household, everyone treats you like a queen. She says, well, that's for sure. Sibyl, in your household, it's dinner time. Okay. And you're sitting at the table and being served by all of your beloved family who cannot do enough for you to show how much they love you and how much they delight in you and how much they feel that you are just the most super lady in the world. And it's not because it's Mother's Day, you know. It's not because it's your birthday. It's because it's every day. And it's a now day, which is forever and ever and ever. Now, I hope I didn't make that too strong. But but you see, that's what it is. That's what it is. Now, what happened when Ellen thinks about her father, her silly father? He'd like to have Ellen sit on her lap, on his lap, you know. And he'd say, well, my little sweetums, how are you? You know, would you like a cigar? And she'd say, oh, Daddy, you know, because he smoked cigars, you know. And he liked to let her have his cigar if she wanted it. She didn't want it. She said, I'll just watch you smoke. But you see, she remembers that. See, she remembered? Uh-uh. You heard that? Uh-uh. She was right there. She is right there. She is sitting right on his lap. And he's offering that cigar to her. And it's just a joke, of course. But it's like saying, sweetheart, anything your daddy has is yours, too. And you say, thanks a lot, Dad. But that's one bypass I'll make. But you see, you're there. You're in that bliss. You're in the now. And in the now, what's happening? What's happening? You feel the allness of the universe. You feel the oneness. You are the greatest philosopher that ever lived. Now, can you describe that nowness feeling? And the answer is no. Because each person would hear you differently. Everybody doesn't have your daddy for their daddy. Everybody doesn't appreciate a daddy who smokes cigars and holds their little baby in their lap, you know. But in those days, that was what was done, and nothing was thought about. And they don't know. That's only for you. That's for your bliss. And it's a wonderful bliss. It's a bliss that you want to really take a hold of and keep and keep forever and ever and ever, and because that's who you are. Now, What about your bliss, miss? What bliss did you have? Or what bliss did you miss? Do you remember when you were in your kitchen with your mother? And your mother said, "Okay, Sylvia, we're going to make some cookies." And you said, "Your mother made cookies, didn't she?" Yeah. Well, don't sit there and not give me the leads like you're supposed to give to a psychic who's giving a reading, you know. You're supposed to just shake your head, yeah. Okay, your mama's making cookies, and she says, "Sylvia, that's you and I make cookies. Sylvia, today is your father's birthday, and we're going to make his favorite cookies. And we're going to make these cookies so good and so wonderful, it may not be any left by the time your dad gets home. But we'll make the cookies." And so your mommy says, "Sylvia, you're not big enough to do all this yourself. But you stand up here on the stool, and you take this roller, and you roll it back and forth on the dough here for the cookies. And then we'll stamp out the little pictures of the stars and the things on the cookies." It's because at Christmas time and birthday time, we all do these lots of fun things. "Or was that the day that you made those cinnamon men? Remember, Ellen?
Mm-hmm.
The cinnamon cookies?"
Mm-hmm.
"What was the name of them?" "The cinnamon cookies that I didn't eat."
"Oh, yeah, Creepy Bend. Yeah, Creepy Bend."
Huh? Say it again.
Creepy Bend.
Creepy Bend. That's nice.
Yeah.
What does it mean in English?
It means
gingerbread man. See, aren't I smart? Gingerbread man.
Just made with a different dough.
Just made with a different dough, and they're a little more gingerbread, gingery. Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit more bread-like.
Yeah. Well, now, you made them with your mommy, and you prepared them for your daddy's birthday, because that way each one of you kids, all five of you, could have a cookie gingerbread man to give to daddy as a special present. And then there were extras for everybody to eat later. But each one first gave one cookie to daddy. And even mama saved a cookie to give to daddy first. Wasn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
And did you have any visitors that day?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
My grandma.
Yeah. Don't be so slow. Come on. Can't you see? Who? Your grandma?
Yeah, my grandma.
Was grandpa there?
No.
Okay. Well, that's enough with grandma. Okay. If you take too long, I mean, you get into my story here, and this becomes a tedious, shaggy dog story. Okay. So it's the five kids, mama, and grandma. And grandma didn't like your dad too much. Grandma thought he was okay, but he really wasn't the greatest. And so grandma took a big bite out of her cookie before she gave it to daddy. And your father said, "That's okay, grandma. I understand. At least you gave me that much." Now you see, you're into that. Even though all those things in that order didn't happen at that time, you're into it. And you can visualize it and you can see it, right? Now, you are in bliss when you're doing that, because you are laughing and joking and thinking, "Well, that happened another time, that happened at this time, that happened at that time, and maybe that happened not at all." But it doesn't matter. If you will dream your wildest dream, if you'll play your wildest game, you'll come up with some pretty wonderful and beautiful things. And this is what bliss is all about. This is what living in the now is all about. And this is why a philosopher lives in the now so beautifully, because he's always having blissful experiences about everything he thinks about. As we said a little while ago, every philosopher spends time in introspection. Every philosopher spends time in meditation, dreaming their wildest dream. What do you think Mr. What's his name? Mr. Einstein said when he woke up and he found on his little notepad E equals MC squared, the theory of relativity. What do you think he said? "Wow! Wow! Wow!" What's his wife's name? "Emma, come in here. Let me show you what I've got here." And she said, "I know what you got. You woke me up when you did it last night, and I peeked at it, you know. What does it mean?" "It's a theory of relativity." "Well, what does it mean?" "It means that everything is relative to everything else. Well, that's nice, sweetheart. Now come down, your breakfast is ready. You see, it didn't mean a thing to her, but to him, the great thinker, the great meditator, the great introspective voice, he listened, and he had his bliss experience, and he had his now experience. And he did that many more times. Many more times. Can you see why his children might not have been too happy with him? Because his bliss came from things so deep and so introspective that the children were, you know, wanting, hey, Daddy, play with us. Hey, Daddy, do this. Hey, Daddy, do this. Well, do you have a slide rule there? You have some complex device there? Well, that doesn't interest me. Go play with the dogs. They're much better at that than I am. You know? And so that was his life. But in the way, he missed out on all that stuff with his kids, did he?
No.
He, what?
Because he didn't compare.
That wasn't his thing.
He wasn't living in the now.
That wasn't, he went to his, I think it was Yale or Harvard, wherever he taught. He went to school and he forgot his pants, you know. His wife had to catch him, and he went out the door and said, sweetheart, why don't you put your pants on? Or he'd wear different socks, you know. It didn't matter whether they were the same color. And he'd be up there in front of his class, and the kids would all see the two different socks, a red one and a blue one, you know, or a white one. And the kids would say, he had something on his mind. We're going to get a real good talk today, because he wasn't paying attention to the ordinary stuff. And, you see, he was in bliss. And I would say a good portion of his life he was in bliss, because he was thinking deep thoughts and living in deep concepts and dwelling in those deep concepts. And he probably was like I am, a brilliant man. When I open the dictionary, I cannot just look at one word. I look at the word in front and back of the word that I'm looking at, and then sometimes my eye will catch another word and think, oh, that's how you spell that. Oh, that's the way it goes. Oh, hey, oh, and then boom, forward and backward in the dictionary, and by the time I have looked up the one word that I wanted, I have looked up maybe eight or more words because it's fun. It's fun. That's why I love to go to the thesaurus. Because in the thesaurus, you look up a word, and there's a whole bunch of synonyms right there with it, and each synonym has a different definition to it, virtually. Similar, but a little different. And it's exciting. And to me, that's bliss. I'm a wordsmith. I just love words. And he just loves physics. No, not mathematics, but physics. Hmm?
Theories. He loves theories.
Theories, yes. Yes, he loved his theory, like the Big Bang Theory. He loved his theories, and that's great. Well, this is what it is to be living in the now concept. So when anyone says to you at any time, how do you live in the now concept? You could just say to him, just go in bliss. You know, how do you go in bliss? Then you have a chance to say to them how to go in bliss. And that's kind of fun. And it's not complex, but it's very real and very wonderful. So you have a great day, a great afternoon, a great evening, and enjoy your movie tonight. I'm sure that you will find it very delightful, charming, and musical. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.